Mainland's comprehensive source for live music listings. We've got more than 350 shows listed at any time, and our listings are updated continuously by hundreds of the very people who put on the shows you love. Artist information and MP3s are accessible right from the listings, as are maps and calendars for virtually every venue in the city. All this and tons more totally free at livemusicvancouver.com.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Across the sky. are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host. My name is Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening today. This day, the very last day of 2009, the very last day of the first decade of the new millennium, I guess we could call it. Anyways, I was thinking about doing a best of the decade show today, but I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I tried to come up with a list of the best decade, the best albums of the decade that I could fit into an hour. I just can't do it. First of all, I guess in 2000, I would have been, how old would I have been? 15? Is that right? Yeah. 14 or 15 or something like that. And so, I don't know. I don't know if I wanted to talk about the kind of music that I was listening to when I was 14, 15. Like a lot of really, really shitty pop punk. And a lot of really like embarrassing punk rock that I don't know if I am ready to share with the public. But that, and also I've only been doing my radio show for about 5 years, so didn't know if Best of the Decade show would be properly reflected. I don't really know, represented. So I opted not to do a Best of the Decade show, and I'm just doing a Best of 2009. Why not? Why not? And so I have a list of my top albums of 2009. A lot of really, I think, well done and really important punk rock, metal, and hardcore albums that came out this year, 2009. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song off of each of these albums, maybe talk a bit about why I think they're important, and at the very end of the show, I'm going to play one more song from the album which I think was the best release of 2009. So I'm not going to tell you about it. You're just going to have to listen and run to the very end. That's how they get you. That's how they get you, friends. I hope you guys had a great year. I know a lot of people, and actually a lot of my friends who I'm really close to, did not really have a great year. They didn't have a good school semester, or they just didn't have a good year in general, and it sucks. And I'm really sorry, guys. Don't worry. Next year, it's going to be great. And start over, be totally cool. It'll be fun, and we're gonna have a good time. So don't worry about it. If you guys are planning on partying tonight, which I know you probably are, just make sure that you guys are safe right home. Transit is free tonight, so if you do have access to transit, don't even have to pay for it. You just jump on the SkyTrain or the bus or whatever, and you got a safe ride home. So there you go. Take care of yourselves, but have a good time. Let's get started with the best of 2009. I started off with 3 Inches of Blood, local metal band, one of my favorite local metal bands. You know, they're one of the few local bands who actually, quote unquote, made it big. So they had, what was I going to say? They have a new album out. It's called Here Waits Thy Doom. I was in the music video with our very own station manager, Brenda, and also CBC Radio 3 host, Lisa Christensen, and a whole bunch of other really awesome people. And the song that I played was Battles and Brotherhood, which was the music video, which we all were extras in. So, after 3 Inches of Blood, I am going to get to some Coalesce. They released an album this year called Ox. It was their first album in like 10 years or something like that. I remember hearing about them a long time ago, and I discovered them, like, you know, a couple of their albums probably just after I finished high school, and they're a great hardcore band, and I thought they'd quit or something or split up, but here they are. They've released new material. They have a new EP out. It's great. This is a song called Wild Ox Moan on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Right, that was Wild Ox Moan off of Converge's latest album, Ox. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am doing the Best of 2009 show right here, right now on We All Fall Down. Coming up next, I want to play the King Con and Barbecue Show. They have a new album out called Invisible Girl. It is amazing. I played this once, not last week, but maybe the week before. It is so good. And it's just two guys. If you don't know who these people are, it's just two guys. And they put on amazing shows. And Vancouver was actually lucky enough to have them come to town to play shows twice this year. They played once at the Biltmore. Yeah, at the Biltmore for the Jazz Festival, and then they played again recently, I believe, at the Red Room, I want to say. But I did not go to that show. I went to the Jazz Fest show at the Biltmore, and it was amazing. It was a crazy, fun time, and I actually wasn't my favorite show of the year. And after I play this song, I'm going to let you know what my favorite show of the year was. But it was so close. It was between this show, it was between the King Con and Barbecue show, and this other show, which I'll tell you about. But without further ado, here's some brand new King Con and Barbecue show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
TASTEBUDA.
Taste buds on my nuts, so I can taste up inside your butt. Taste buds on my cock, let me let it run my clock. Taste buds on your shit, so you can taste another on my prick. Taste buds on my nuts, so I can taste up inside your butt. Taste buds on my cock, let me let it run my clock. Taste buds.
That was King Kong and Barbecue Show off of their latest album, Invisible Girl. That song is called Taste Buds. But before I played that song, I was saying that I went to go see them at the Biltmore, and it was probably one of the best shows of the year, but it came in very, very close second place, only second to the Fucked Up show at the Biltmore. Fucked Up are a Canadian hardcore slash punk rock band, and they played a show at the Biltmore in April, I do believe, of this year, and it was amazing. It was probably one of the best shows that I've been to in my life. I've seen Fucked Up many, many times before. I've probably seen them every time that they've come through Vancouver, but the show at the Biltmore, I don't know what it was. They played most of the songs off of their latest album, The Chemistry of Common Life, which actually did not come out this year, so I'm not going to play it for you. It came out end of 2008, I do believe. And they did this thing where they played two songs and then talked a little bit, but when they played two songs, it kind of played them into each other. So they kind of transitioned smoothly from one song into the next and then did a bit of talking and then did the same for the next two songs. And it was great. And it was a really, really great show. So if they come back into town, I highly recommend seeing them. And you can actually, I found out recently that you can buy their album, The Chemistry of Common Life, on Reel to Reel. Who even owns a reel-to-reel machine? I mean, CITR has a few here, but they're relics, and I don't even think that they work anymore. But if you, fair listener, own a legit reel-to-reel machine in which you can play reel-to-reel tapes, then there you go. You can buy Fucked Up albums on reel-to-reel. Now, speaking of reel-to-reel, Gallows released an album this year called Great Britain, and they actually recorded the entire thing on reel-to-reel when they were in the studio. They didn't want to use any, like, digital software program. They just thought it would be, you know, pretty old school if they recorded on reel-to-reel. And you know what? The album turned out amazing. I think it's exactly what we need right now in this, I don't know, there's a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of kind of shitty and watered down and really, really poppy punk rock and hardcore out there. So this album, Great Britain, is actually, I think, exactly what we need. It's different. It's got a lot of, like, long tracks that kind of start out acoustic or start out with, like, I don't know, piano and string bits and then get into a hardcore song, which is interesting. And a lot of bands try it, I think, and don't really get it right. But Gallows did a really, really good job of kind of, I don't know, branching out with what they know they're good at. So this is Gallows. This is off of their album Great Britain. It's a song called Death Voices on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. Remember me.
the ground. Beep, pop, beat, it's a blow strength down. This is a cowboy world. We made the last sound. The bed we made is a graveyard. So kill yourself. Is there enough for you? Go on and fucking kill yourself. Thank you.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, the last show of 2009. So I'm doing a best of 2009 show. You just heard Converge off of their latest album, Axe to Fall. That song is called Dark Horse. Now, when I was thinking about what kind of albums I wanted to list as my top albums of 2009, I did a bit of research and checked out other people's lists. A lot of, there are some websites that interviewed a whole bunch of hardcore and metal acts and asked them what their top picks were. And a lot of people listed Converge's Axe to Fall, and is great. Converge is one of those bands where it takes a while, I think, for some people to get into. You can't just immediately listen to them and be like, yeah, rad, I totally get these guys, get, quote unquote. But I think after it grows on you for a bit, you really start to appreciate their art form. And their album, Jane Doe, I would say is probably one of the best. Wait, did Jane Doe? Yeah, Jane Doe totally came out in the last decade. And I would probably say it's one of the best albums of the last 10 years. I don't know if I'd say it's my top pick. I think my top pick for the best album of the decade might be The Sword's Age of Winters. Not sure though. Pretty sure. I'm like 85% sure on that choice. But Jane Doe is right up there. And so I played Converge. That is their latest album. Before Converge, I played Every Time I Die off of their album, The New Junk Aesthetic. That song was called Turtles All the Way Down. And part of that was Death Clock off of the Death album, too. That song was called The Gears. And Death Clock actually played with Mastodon in, I want to say October, here in Vancouver at the Orpheum Theater. And I went, and it was a fun show. It was great. I love Death Clock. I love the show Metalocalypse. And seeing Brendan Small, the guy who created that show, live performing these songs with the drummer from Strapping Young Lad and a bunch of other guys that I didn't really recognize is great. They put on a really, really fun show. It just wasn't my favorite show of the year. It was at the Orpheum, and everything was seated, reserved seating. You weren't really allowed to leave your seats, and that kind of just, like, I think bummed a lot of people out. All you were allowed to do was kind of, like, stand in your spot and watch, quite reserved. But it was fun. It was fun nonetheless. And Death Clock actually played with Mastodon, who also released an album this year called Crack the Sky, another one of what I would say is probably one of the best albums of the year. So I'm going to play some Mastodon for you right now off of their latest album, Crack the Sky. I hope you enjoy it. That's all I gotta say. This is new Mastodon on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. You are listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, the
Gil
best
Norty.
Of 2009 edition. We, Luke Meat, our music director, and I were talking about an internet sensation, an internet hit that perhaps you've heard of, and if you haven't, you should really check out. It's called Happy in Paraguay. Just go to YouTube, type that in, and if you have seen one episode, you just need to like recognize that it's Star Trek The Next Generation, and you will really appreciate this. I don't even know how to explain it. I don't even know how to properly...
Can I it is simply... I don't even know the episode, actually, but it's a Star Trek episode, and they... Okay.
They
what,
don't
what
cut.
Do you relate it to is those G.I. Joe public service announcements back in, you know,
where someone, but like those
it's
ones,
voiceovers over top of an existing episode, but it's complete gibberish, and it's very, very, very well done because they do imitate the voices very well, and particularly the Picard one, and seeing Captain Picard saying stuff like, we'll put on Zeppelin and eat cheddar cheese. Like it's pretty funny. So, okay, this is pretty esoteric. So, check it out. Google Happy in Paraguay on YouTube.
And it'll be one of the best things of 2009. It'll make your year.
It just got a million hits, actually. So, you know.
There we go. That is our gift. That's our gift from CITR.
Gil Jordy!
To you. I just played, I don't even remember who I just played. I played the Isotopes off of one of my favorite local compilations, probably of all time, that was off of Vancouver's Punk is Vuck Volume 2, The Isotopes, with a song called Around the Horn. Now, I think that song did not come out this year. It came out like 2008 or 2007, but I wanted to play something off the compilation, so I chose that song. Check that out. I don't even know who put it together. I've been trying to figure it out, and it doesn't credit anyone for, you know, organizing this, but whoever
That made number 9 in our all-around year of playing.
Because it's great.
It is. It's amazing.
Because it's great. And whoever put it together...
Who did it.
Thank you.
It's a shout here at 823-2487.
Because it's great. And before that, I played Mastodon off of Crack the Sky. That song is called Divination. And I only play that song every time because it's the only song under 10 minutes on that album. And sometimes I don't have 10 minutes to spare within an hour to dedicate to just one band. So there you go. And it's a good song as well. They played with Death Clock. It's great. And hopefully they'll be back sometime soon. But right now, I have 5 minutes left. I'm going to play one more song for you guys off of what I think was the best album of the year, and that is Gallows, Great Britain. I already talked about it a while ago. It is awesome. They recorded it purely on reel-to-reel, just to quote-unquote be old school or whatever, to get that warmer sound. I've yet to discover what this warmer sound is.
If you really want to get into it, I'll explain it to you, but there's something about two-inch tape is a very, very well-appreciated analog way of recording, most demonstrated by, I think everyone compares it to Exile on Main Street by the Rolling Stones. It was recorded on 2-inch tape. And it's got a very, very, I guess, warm is a good word. It's just, I don't know. It's a comforting, bluesy, heavy sound, you know.
Fair enough. They didn't record any of this album on digital software. This was all reel-to-reel, which I think is great. And it's exactly what we need right now. So if you haven't heard it or checked it out, I highly recommend doing so. So this is Gallows off of Great Britain. The song is called The Vulture, Acts 1 and 2. Thank you very much for listening and tuning in today. You guys are awesome. You've been listening to 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Coming up next, we have Robin with The Inkstead Show, except he's not really coming in today, so it'll all be pre-recorded. But The Inkstead Show is being played anyways. And then later on at 3, we have Japanese Music Quest.
No? At 3 o'clock, we're switching over to, speaking of the charts and stuff like that, we have a lovely mishmash of basically our top 30 out of the 100 for the year, including that compilation you just played there, Vancouver's Punk and Spock. But it's just going to be the best music that was played on CITR to rock in your new year and stuff.
I think, what did we call it in Discord? Or we call it strictly the dopest hits of 2009.
Word. and then, that will go through, all the way through tomorrow. And,
beautiful.
And then Saturday, it's back to regular, back to the old grind, back to business.
There we go.
2010, so.
Awesome. I'll leave you off now with Gallows, The Vulture, Acts 1 and 2. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great New Year's Eve. Be safe, but have fun, guys. I'll be back next Thursday. Anything you want to say, Luke?
No.
Okay. No.
dark for the father of sinners never served. You carry the net and you hold the spade. You will drag the legs, you will rob the graves. You will be remembered, no one will speak your name. Take the girls to become the daughters, and if the horses won't drink, we'll drown them in the water. When you work for the father, your sinners never saved. You carry the net and he holds a spade. You will drag the legs, you will rob the graves. You will be remembered, no one will speak your name. Cursed are the places you have been. You led us there and you forced us in. Take the girls to become the daughters, and if the horses won't drink, drown them in the water.
Whitney. Xtina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy and sets you free. Mariah. CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
D'Amanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.